Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into a really fascinating institutional paradox. It's something you see in basically every industry, but it feels particularly, I don't know, acute in the world of professional services.
Oh, absolutely. High stakes, high cost environments. We're zeroing in on legal tech today because the friction there isn't really that the technology is missing.
No.
It's that the perceived barrier to actually adopting it is just so steep that it blocks these massive immediate improvements.
Exactly. And this isn't some far off fantasy about AI replacing every lawyer. This is about simple automation that could be saving firms millions, you know, right now.
And that's what's so interesting. So for our mission today, we're really trying to understand that gap.
Right.
Why are so many lawyers and law firms chasing this silver bullet?
The mythical perfect solution.
Yes. The thing that solves everything in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, they're skipping over these obvious wins that are right in front of them.
Okay, so let's unpack that. Where does this resistance even come from? I think we have to start with the research, this idea of a relative advantage.
We do. And this goes back to the foundational work of a communications theorist named Everett Rogers. The research Nicholas Shaver cites really established this core principle to get anyone to overcome their bias for the status quo, you know, the way things have always been done. A new solution has to be seen as massively better.
And how massive are we talking?
Well, the number that Rogers often cited was that the new thing has to be perceived as at least 9 times better.
9 times.
9 times. That's the famous 9x better rule.
That just seems extraordinary. Why isn't 50% better good enough? In almost any other business, a 50% cost reduction would be, I mean, a complete game changer.
It would, but you have to understand the cost of change in a high-risk, billable hour world. It's immense, and most of it is invisible.
What do you mean by invisible?
I mean the administrative drag, the time spent just investigating the new tool, the time spent training busy, very expensive lawyers.
It's a disruption.
The disruption, the risk of error during that transition, and maybe most importantly, the interruption to their billing workflows. All of that is like an invisible tax on any new system. So if a tool only saves you 50% of your time, that gain just gets eaten up by the perceived cost of onboarding.
So the benefit has to be completely overwhelming just to get them to even listen.
It has to be. It's a psychological and administrative barrier all rolled into one.
And this isn't just theory. The people on the ground, they see this every single day.
Oh, absolutely. There's a great observation from Kyle Dumont at Morgan Lewis, which Casey Flaherty shared. He noted that practitioners are just so buried, so busy, that they don't need a small tweak. They need to see a 10x improvement in their productivity.
10 times.
Yeah. Before they'll even take the time to look at a new tool, let alone implement it, it needs to be so good that the benefits just scream at you.
Wow. I mean, that puts incredible pressure on anyone trying to build technology for this space. How do you even begin to approach that 9x standard for an audience that is, you know, so resistant to change?
Well, Nicholas Shaver lays out a really practical way to think about it. Providers have to stop selling these abstract futuristic promises and focus on immediate observable value.
So find the biggest pain point.
Find the biggest pain point where the solution is simple. And crucially, make it compatible with how they already work. Don't force them into a whole new ecosystem.
Let them try it out on a small scale.
Exactly. Simplicity, trialability. If they can't run a small, low-risk pilot and immediately see that 9x improvement for themselves, they'll just stick with what they know.
Which brings us to this paradox of waiting. Because what the sources suggest is that firms aren't just waiting for a 9x tool they can use today. They seem to be waiting for a mythical future solution, this silver bullet.
It's the classic trap of perfection being the enemy of progress. You see these just extreme expectations where the only acceptable standard is 100% automation instantly.
Right.
We're talking about law firm partners who genuinely believe solutions must exist right now to generate an entire complex set of loan and security documents in like 30 seconds.
30 seconds. For something that would normally take a lawyer days to draft.
Exactly. Days of manual work. So you can see why that's the dream.
Of course.
But here's the flaw. That fantasy becomes the yardstick for everything else. So they look at existing document automation, which could take that one-day job and turn it into a two-hour job that's a 75%, maybe 90% time saving, and they just dismiss it.
Because it's not the 30-second silver bullet.
Right. They're passing up these huge immediate wins while they wait for a perfect outcome that might be years away.
But I wonder, is there a rational argument there?
Yeah.
I mean, if truly game-changing AI is, say, 18 months out, Does it make sense to invest time and money into a temporary fix?
That's where you have to shift from thinking about the tech to thinking about the business risk. These current tools aren't really temporary fixes. They're established, powerful ways to streamline structured work. And by waiting, firms miss the chance to learn how to manage any kind of automation. So when that perfect AI does show up, they're even less prepared to handle it.
There's a great analogy for this in the source material, the cricket analogy.
Yes, that captured it perfectly. The observation was that nobody wants to just, you know, collect the easy singles along the ground anymore. They'd rather swing for the boundary, for the grand slam, or get nothing at all.
So they're leaving all this easy, guaranteed value on the table.
Exactly. Millions of dollars of profitable singles, these smaller structural improvements, are just being left untouched because everyone's waiting for that one perfect AI home run.
And that delay, that focus on the boundary, it's not just about lost efficiency. It actually creates some pretty serious business risks, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. The sources lay out five critical flaws that come directly from this wait for perfection mindset. And these are direct threats to a firm's entire economic model.
Okay, let's walk through them. The first one seems to strike right at the heart of their business model.
Yeah.
The value proposition.
Right. So let's say they get what they want. The 30-second AI that drafts perfect loan documents.
The dream comes true.
The dream comes true. So, what is the lawyer actually doing now? More to the point, how do you charge a day's worth of fees for 30 seconds of automated work? The problem is that perfect automation fundamentally threatens the billable hour, which is where all the profit comes from.
So their value has to shift from drafting to, I don't know, risk analysis or strategy.
It has to, but they need to adapt their business model before that perfect automation arrives, not after.
And if the value of the work itself drops so dramatically, that must change how firms compete. That sounds like the second flaw. The differentiation risk.
Precisely. If that magical 30-second solution is built by, say, a huge external tech company.
And anyone can just buy a license.
Right. If anyone with cash can license the same tool, then there's no real differentiation between firms anymore. They all become commodity providers, just competing on who has the cheaper license, not on who has the better process or expertise.
Okay, and the third risk seems to come from a different direction entirely. Not from other big law firms, but from new players who are actually happy to pick up those easy singles.
That's the competitive threat. Other industries are constantly looking for tiny 1% gains, continuous improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Law firms are missing that because they're waiting for the 10x leap. So if a competitor or maybe a new startup comes in and just focuses on automating one high-volume part of a practice, the source material warns it could literally rip the core out of a firm's practice.
Wow. We're talking millions in lost revenue, maybe even redundancies.
All because a rival was focused on efficiency when they weren't.
Then you have the client side of things. That's the fourth flaw, right? Mm-hmm. The clients aren't just going to wait around forever.
Not at all. That's the client migration risk. Clients have their own pressure to be more efficient. If their law firm isn't offering faster, cheaper solutions, even if it's only 75% faster, the clients will eventually go somewhere else.
Or they'll just bring the work in-house.
Or they'll bring it in-house. Why pay a premium for a process their own legal ops team could automate with basic tools?
And that leaves the fifth flaw, which just feels like the compounding interest of doing nothing, the lost opportunity.
It's so insidious. While these firms are obsessing over the perfect future, they're losing valuable time right now. They're wasting money. They're missing the chance to learn how to manage change.
And they're leaving themselves completely unprepared for what comes next.
Totally. They're ensuring that when the silver bullet finally does arrive, they won't even have the skills or the processes to implement it properly.
It all seems to come down to a basic misunderstanding of economics. Casey Flaherty had this incredible insight that just turns the whole chase the maximum return idea on its head.
This is maybe the most important strategic point of the whole deep dive. Flaherty's argument was, and I'm quoting here, once we reduce baseline resource costs by 50%, there is no further improvement we can make that can ever have an equivalent impact.
Wow. Say that again.
Once you cut your costs by 50%, no other improvement you ever make will have as big of an impact.
So securing the first half of the potential gain is exponentially more important than getting the second half.
That's it, exactly. Because if you capture that easy first 50% gain, you lock in the vast majority of the economic benefit. You establish yourself as the market leader on efficiency, and you make it so much harder for anyone else to catch up. You've built an efficiency moat.
And from that position of strength, you can then focus on those smaller 1% gains later on.
a much lower cost and risk.
So the goal isn't really 100% efficiency. The goal is to get that first 50% before your competitor does.
That's the competitive move. And the sources are clear that the tech to do this already exists. Things like document automation are often dismissed because they're not flashy AI, but they are so undervalued, they will deliver those 9x improvements.
But
they require the one thing firms are resisting, investing time to learn and committing to actually change how they work. It takes discipline, not just a credit card for a new software license.
Okay, let's make this really concrete for you listening. What do these immediate high ROI quick wins actually look like?
For an in-house legal team, the quickest wins come from self-service workflows. You're empowering the business to help itself. And they often already own the tools. Simple things like Cognito forms to gather information, SharePoint for storage, Power Automate to connect the systems, and digital signing.
Wait, back up. What is Power Automate actually doing in that chain? Give me the simple version.
Think of it as digital glue. It connects all your other Microsoft tools without needing to write code. So instead of someone in sales filling out a form, emailing it to legal, waiting for approval, then a paralegal copies and pastes that info into a contract.
Which takes days.
Or weeks. Power Automate just takes the data from the form, automatically drafts the document, sends it for a signature, and files it in SharePoint. Done.
And that's established tech.
The source material noted that demos of these exact solutions were available back in 2022. This is not new stuff.
Okay, what about for lawyers in a traditional firm? What's the bread and butter work they should be automating right now?
They need to target anything that's high volume and highly structured. Basically, anything that's like a questionnaire that feeds into a standard document. A great example from the source was enduring powers of attorney or EPAs. It's really common estate planning work.
Very sensitive, but the structure is pretty consistent.
Very consistent. So once the lawyer has the client's information, with modern document automation, they can generate the full customized set of documents for a couple in about 10 minutes.
10 minutes. For something that used to take hours of drafting and proofing?
That is undeniably a 9x improvement. It meets the threshold. The tech is there.
But the organizational will to change isn't.
And that's the core of it. The ROI of this established tech is just so deeply misunderstood that they end up delaying the single biggest economic win they could ever get, that first 50% reduction in friction.
So let's just synthesize this for you. The legal sector's 9x bias, this need for a solution to be 9 times better, gets combined with this silver bullet fantasy.
Yep.
And the result is that firms actively resist incremental change. They are bypassing readily available 75%, even 90% efficiencies.
And in doing that, they're sacrificing the biggest and most important economic gains. They're losing the chance to learn, and they're exposing their entire business to some really existential risks.
It leaves us with a final thought, doesn't it? A question that really goes way beyond just the legal world.
It does. If the main goal of any learner or any business is rapid, meaningful improvement, is waiting for a 9x perfect solution ever really the rational choice? Especially when a 50% reduction in friction, the single biggest jump you can ever make, is available to you right now. It really makes you ask, what is the true cost of waiting for perfection?